Hello.
Oh, hi, Fernando. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Good to hear.
I was just following up
regarding the account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, I have a problem with my account. I'll have to cancel and make the payment by a check.
Oh, you know, we used to accept the e-checks, but we don't accept them anymore. Is there another card that you could put it on, or?
I'm going to get another card soon, but not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I'll do, when are you expecting the new card?
I'm not sure. I'm having a problem with my account. It was hacked. I don't know who did
okay.
it, but it has been hacked.
Okay. So I'll take a one-time exception to take the checking information, but moving forward, we'll have to put a card on there, you know, maybe in a couple months when you get things straightened out, okay?
Yeah. So can you cancel it for now till I straighten out what I'm doing?
I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but once we get the payment up to speed, I can absolutely cancel it for you, or we could put it on a hold.
This is not what I told by your agent. They told me whenever I was wanting to try something. I wanted to try something. So my I tried something out with you guys, and it didn't work. So my company is actually facing a little... It's not really card problem. It's like more like a bankruptcy something. I'm not getting loan. My account was in a negative. So
that's why
I'm closing it because I'm not getting jobs. But I understand you guys try. I call a lot of times for Local Splash. The only time I hear from you is when I owe. So I don't want to continue because my account is, I didn't close the company down as yet. I was trying to see ways where how I could get jobs, but I don't want to go through back this because I got to spend money every month and then you guys don't send me jobs like how what you said you're going to do.
So thank you for relaying all of that to me, Fernando. I think
but
what
I didn't,
the problem
keep
is...
in mind, I didn't close the company down as yet.
I understand.
Maybe,
no,
I'll,
your
go get, maybe I'll go get a new account. Maybe I'll start with the same thing. But as of now, it's financially stable.
Okay.
I don't want to continue paying for something that I'm not receiving
so,
service for.
In the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,651 times. And you've had 242 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've probably received some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I only received two jobs from you. I know the month that I received the jobs, and I know the jobs that I did because I'm running the company. So I know one call was from the Bronx. That was a change out. And that was it for the couple months that I was with you. Since then, no jobs.
Well, if you've had 242 Google actions and you've only had two clients out of that, I would think that maybe there's something wrong on your end. Like maybe you're
right.
not answering
so
your
that
phone
is when,
or maybe
that
people
is
are
when,
not
no,
able
no, no,
to
no.
get through to you. Yeah.
No. That is when I call you guys. I've reached out to you guys several times and I said, hey, listen, this is what's going on. I'm not getting jobs and I'm not getting leads from you guys. What's going on? So they said, okay, they will fix something to do with my Google. They'll try to fix something. They did fix something because I get a message stating you update something, but still no calls. So it wasn't working out for me to keep paying money. I'm not getting calls. If I was getting a job, then I don't think I would have ended up in a bankrupt situation. If I was getting these leads, as you're saying, how much millions views, how much million call. I didn't think I would end up like
1,600 something, not 1 yeah. million, 1,600 Google actions. So let me give you some options because unfortunately, Fernando, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 4th.
I never did that e-signature with you, right?
I'll send you a copy of it. It has your timestamp with your IP address, so there's no way
okay.
we would know what your IP address
is. Can you send it to my email?
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now. Let me copy it real quick from your terms, and then I'll send it to you just so that you can see it. So you agreed to an automatic renewal on the 4th of each month, and then in order to prevent that charge,
you have to call us
3 business days prior to cancel. So there's
I was with Angie's, and the same thing that you're doing here, I went through that with Angie's, and I explained, good thing I have it on voice record. I have the same problem you're giving me here is the same thing with Angie's, and I have left Angie's. Now, the person that spoke to me first, I make sure I have it on voice record that the only thing I'm paying for, I'm paying to keep the website. That is what they told me. Whenever I'm ready to come out, I could come out. That was explained and that was recorded. I did not sign any e-signature, anything. So you guys forge that or make that up. I know what I did.
I'm sending it to you right now in your email just so that you can see it because it is a reoccurring charge each month on the 4th. And in order to prevent that, it is true, you can cancel at any time. There's no problem. But in order to prevent the next month's charge.
And I also make that clear. I made that clear.
You made what clear?
I don't know. I could cancel any time that I want. So I'm actually wanted to cancel. I don't want to sustain for
you can cancel any time that you want, but there right now there is a past due balance, and we cannot cancel.
Okay, I'm
going
to send you a check for that past due, but I don't want anything to do with it anymore, and I did not sign. If I'm seeing a forged signature, then we're going to have a lawsuit. I didn't sign anything.
Well, open up your email and look at it right now, because if you scroll down to the bottom, you can see that it says it was accepted by Fernando Nergin, I hope I pronounced that right, on 4/4/2023 at 12:44 p.m. from IP address 172.56.161.149. So there's no way that we would know what your IP address is unless you went in there and you accepted this. And then when you look up towards the payments, on 4/4, you paid local splash $299 to activate your services.
Can you share on the line with me, please?
Yes.
Give me 1 minute. Hello?
Hi, I'm still here.
Hello? Yes.
Yes, hi.
Yes, I saw you send me, yes, I give my name. I did give my name, but I didn't sign to anything.
So when that IP address gets stamped, it's when you put in your e-signature and you hit confirm signature, that's when this gets the stamp of the IP. It doesn't do that stamp. If you didn't do that, it would just say not signed. But because it has the stamp of your IP address, that happens when you agree to the terms. But I want to give you an option because you did say that you wanted to cancel the program and keep the website, right?
Yes, I did send, because I found out all this eventually, and then they said if the only thing you're going to pay for if you want to cancel is the website, and you pay $120-something. That's what they told me.
So there's two options. There's two options for the website. One is you get to keep the website and the content, and you just pay us $49 a month for the hosting. Or you just buy the domain, and that's a one-time buyout of $99. But then you lose all the content on the site. You just have the domain, and you have to go somewhere else and build it.
Okay. And how much is the past due that I owe? I'd like to send you the check early as possible.
Okay. The past due is for $299, but I would probably hold off on sending that check, and here's why. Is your past due for $299, but on February 4th, it'll reoccur to $598, and
no,
I don't want that.
No, no, no.
Right.
No, no.
You're
not
at February 4th yet, right? So you're not past due for that yet. But let's say, for example, that something happens and, you know, that check doesn't get to us on time and then another charge occurs. So what I would recommend is, number one, we can settle that over the phone, pay for that, and then I can change your package to just keep the website. Or let me see here, because actually, why don't I do this? I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $299 to just $49, but if you want to keep the site, I'll get an override and I'll do that for you. So that way, moving forward, you're just paying $49. And like I said, I'm not supposed to do that for the January 4th payment, but I'll definitely do it for you, just because it sounds like there was some confusion on your end as far as, you know, how
the.
So
you say, I want to record it. Give me a minute. Okay, so you're saying if I keep the 49, if I keep the website, I'm going to pay $49 a month, correct?
Correct.
And that's going to be until I decide to sell here. So people actually Google my account. They see JNS, right? Some people may call. Some people would not call. But you guys promise that I'm going to get service from you if I give reviews on the jobs I did. It didn't work out. I didn't get jobs. I thought I would have get three jobs for the month, which and I did not. I didn't receive any jobs. I called two times. I asked if there's anything could be done. They said they're going to get back to me. They're going to change something on my Google business account. They're going to try to do anything. Months keep going. Same thing. No call. So then I said, this doesn't make sense. Now you said if I keep the website for $49, let's just say I pay for 2 months, 3 months. Let's just say my company end up going bankrupt and I want to close it. I want to stop paying $49. I want to get rid of the website and whatever.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
Are you going to charge me still?
No.
If I want to close it? Because there
all
was
you
no
have to do. Right. There's
That's
no cancellation free at all, Fernando. All you have to do is notify us before the 4th of any month to prevent the next month's charge. That's it. So, you know, if you call us and, you know, let's say that your business, you know, you decide to close it in May and you call us May 1st, no problem. We cancel the account and you don't have any further charges. But if you call us, you know, May 15th and there's already a past due balance, then you would only have to pay that one past due amount, and then it would cancel. But like I said before, I'm not supposed to reduce.
I didn't get that. You said I have to pay the past due amount. You didn't get that. I didn't get that.
No, if you called, like, let's say that you wanted to close your business in May, and you called us on May 15th, and the payment for May 4th wasn't made, then there would be a past due amount. But if the payment was made, then of course not. You would just cancel the program and you wouldn't have any further charges.
So you're saying if I decide to cancel, I'm going to have to call you on the 4th,
correct?
Yeah, or before that. Like, we always say do it 3 days before, just in case, you know, let's say the fourth falls on a Monday or on a Tuesday, and Monday's a holiday or something. You know, you don't want to wait till last minute to call us, you know. So it's always good to call kind of ahead of time. That way we can process the cancellation before the next charge. But the nice thing is, you know, moving forward, you're only going to pay $49 for the website hosting monthly. And, you know, it is 2024, and you probably need the site anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that for you just to kind of help you out a little bit, Fernando. And then for the $49, is it going to be on a different card?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just go over here. And did the billing address still remain at the 10/17 177th Street?
Correct.
Okay, in Queens. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So the new car number is 4482.
Okay.
3300.
Got it.
8472.
Okay.
3188.
Okay, and expiration?
1224.
Okay, and the account? Or the three digits on the back, I should say?
655. So this is the same card I'm actually giving you back. I don't know. I mean, it's probably...
It could be that it's a different expiration or something like that, but let me give it a whirl and see if it goes through. And just to confirm, we're only doing 49 moving forward, so we're not going to do the 299 package. And good, I actually got the green light for you, Fernando, so thank you so much for updating that. Have a really great rest of your week. And just so that you know... there's a little orange banner at the top of your site that's saying the information here is no longer being updated. So just that will come down within one business day now that it's paid. So I would say, you know, probably later today, if not no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay, so maybe ending of February, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to tell you what package I'm looking for, something cheaper. I'm going to give it a next shot, something cheaper than $250, and I'm not getting one call at the end of the month. So I'll probably look for something cheaper and see if it's going to work.
Okay. There's a program that is kind of everything that you just had, but without the Facebook ads, and that one is $199 monthly. So you can consider that. You don't have to do that right now, but when you're ready, you can call me, and what that will do is it'll put you up back on the first page of Google and Bing. It provides the popular directories, the mobile optimizations, making sure that JNS comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then it
okay, okay, pause there. I'm not cutting you. So the voicemail... The voicemail Alexa, I had mentioned this to someone that I call. I'm not on. That is not, if anybody use voicemail Alexa, it's not activated. So I was paying all this time. I was calling and it's not activated. I put friends to check it out for me. I did it myself and saying it's not activated. So anybody that use. So if you're going to give me a next service in February, all this is what I won't sign. I mean, you said I signed it, but now you're saying I did have voicemail.
Well, what the mobile platform does, and the only reason I bring it up, Fernando, is a lot of people don't realize this, but when you do a search from a regular computer, let's say that you put heater installation or HVAC or, you know, one of your keywords, you'll get a different result from a regular computer than you will from, say, a smartphone or a tablet. So once we do that mobile optimization, we streamline it for you, and we make sure that you're coming up from all of the searches conducted, from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets. You know, that way you're getting more bang for your buck. You know what I mean? Because some people think, oh, I'm coming up good on the computer. That's great. But if you're nowhere to be found from the smartphones, more people these days are searching from the smartphones, right? So we make sure that we do the programming into both platforms for you. So, but like I said, you had initially for the $299, you had that package, but on top of it, you had $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you want something that's a little bit more affordable, and if you weren't getting a lot of jobs out of that, we can take the Facebook ads off, and that would help you, okay? Another option would be that we could put a call tracking number on your listing and on your website and on the Google page. So what that would mean is, you know, and I don't think you're ready for it now, but when you decide in February, we can purchase a brand new 929 area code number, and when people call it, it will forward over to your number, and it will help you track the calls that are coming in, but also it will eliminate a lot of spam callers, because a lot of spam callers are computer generated. Right? And we'll put a press one, press two greeting on there. So, you know, thank you for calling J&S HVAC Expert. If you're, you know, a new client, press one. If you're an existing client, press two. Both of those options will ring forward to you. But if they're a computer generated spam call, those are going to fall off because they can't press one or two. And when you're connected, you have an actual live person on the other line. So that might be an option for you too. We sell that as, you know, kind of an upsell for an existing client. But when you're ready to go back to a package like that, I'll put a note in here that we can include the call tracking number for you at no additional cost, okay?
Okay. Do you have anything as pay for leads? As you get leads, you pay for, or do you have any?
We do. There's a new program called Google Guaranteed. Are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the Google Guaranteed program is an exclusive lead program that Google just rolled out. Let me put your zip code in and see if it's even available for your area. So it's 11433, right?
Yes.
11433. And then I'll put HVAC. Okay. Yeah, so it is available for your area. And how that program works, Fernando, is the background check takes about 4 to 8 weeks. We charge a one-time non-refundable $250 application fee. Once you're approved for that, it's a pay-per-lead program, but it's not like Angie Leads or Thumbtack or anything like that, because those companies will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. With this, the lead comes exclusively to you, and it's monitored. So if you ever got a bogus lead where somebody called through there and was looking for work, or they were in the wrong category, you don't get charged for those. You're only getting charged for the leads that are actually, you know, client calls. And it would be $48 per lead. We require a minimum of 13 leads per month to run the program. So it would be about $626 a month. But like I said, it's a brand new program, and people absolutely love it, because not only is it exclusive, but the reason Google calls it Google Guaranteed is that they will guarantee your work once you pass the background check up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you ever, you know, did a ton of work for some client and then they became disgruntled and they wanted their money back, Google would intervene with that, and if it was a valid claim, they would refund the client up to $2,000. So I'll send you an email that has information on that program just so that you can start considering it. And in February, if you decide to do something like that, just give me a call and we'll start that application process, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So good. We have a good game plan. I'm happy that you asked. So I'll get the email out, and if you have any questions on it, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome, Fernando. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.